That entire interview with Ron Wolfley can be found on our podcast. If you're a subscriber, you may have already heard it. He does go into Cardinals season and tomorrow's game and in that hour.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's no place else you could go. And I know Ron well enough. I mean, it's not like we're best friends, but I know him well enough to know he's the kind of guy you'd like other people to know. He's just that caliber of a person. So we got to know him this morning, and that's
important.
Inspiring
story.
Yeah. Preparation. And he started that because I asked him, how early do you show up to broadcast? Do you get to tailgate? Do you get to walk around the lot? And he goes into, he has the same routine as when he was a player, showing up 4 hours early. And obviously what he's doing to prepare for the game is a whole lot different now, but he really gets into some human life stories there and on and off the field, and it's pretty incredible.
So where can you hear the rest of the interview?
You go to, if you're not already a subscriber to our podcast, you just go to iTunes, type in Rosie on the House, and click subscribe. By default, the newest podcasts are the first ones, so that one will be sitting there. Ron Wolfley interview.
He was a guest of Pat McMahon's on The God Show about 5 or 6 years ago. I'd like to get that podcast.
Oh, interesting.
That was a great session.
He has a wonderful way with words, but does anybody know what suck buttermilk means? I'm sorry, I don't.
You know, there's a couple in there where I ask him the definition of words. Okay. In that, what was the other one? Runt? It wasn't runt, but he had another word for the runt type.
Oh, man.
I'll have to get a definition.
It was really a fun interview because there were so many questions I had, but he's one of those really high energy, intense, and silence isn't something that he
does.
So the more the interview went, the less and less questions I had, because when he ended a thought, if I didn't say anything, he would have to come. He would come up with something to keep talking. And as the interview went on, I mean, the stuff and the words and the acronyms and the references just got funnier and funnier and funnier. It was a great time.
A great guy.
He's got a great word bank.
Really appreciate Ron sitting in on and doing that interview. Well, we are in the start of football season. Of course, ASU won last week against NAU. U of A did have a heartbreaking loss against BYU. ASU's playing Texas Tech today. U of A's playing Grambling, and NAU is at Western Illinois. Of course, the Cardinals take on the Patriots tomorrow, Sunday night. So pretty nice second weekend of football season. So y'all stay tuned for all of that. Of course, the one thing I want to talk to y'all about before we get out of the 7 o'clock hour is our staycation, because it is the only place in Arizona, it's the only place in the world you can go to register for it. It's on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. And we've got somebody, we pick a winner every month, and we've got somebody going where this week?
They're heading to Bisbee to stay at the lovely Copper Queen, historic 1902 established hotel.
And the last winners went to Southeast Arizona as well, didn't
they? They did the orchard tour and the wine tour.
Appalachian's Orchard.
Mm-hmm. But generally, if you stay at the Copper Queen, you're going to do the mine tours and stuff. And they have some really fantastic packages that they loop together with the mining tours and stuff. If you want a romantic weekend, you can show up and have cheesecake and champagne in your room.
This is at the Copper Queen.
The Copper Queen. Dinner for two, and then tickets to the historical tours, and a little nightcap for two. So just if you're empty nesters and looking for a place to hang out, or if you wanted to act like empty nesters for a weekend, it's a great place to go. And we put baskets in the cars, and this week we have a Coyote Odie's basket, and they are in Glendale. It's 7005 North 58th Avenue, and their mantra is live simply, love deeply, and eat cookies. Amazing cookies made
gourmet oatmeal cookies.
Yes, and they put them in these beautiful little crates, and they can stamp them and personalize them.
Do you think
them.
They're as good for you as they are delicious?
Absolutely.
Are they healthy cookies?
Yes, because there's nothing in them that you can't pronounce, is their claim as well.
Ooh.
Creamy butter and whole milk.
Oh, they can't go wrong there.
Yeah, all good, the whole stuff.
Those cookie baskets never come back with a cookie in them.
No, by the time we pick them up and get them up, but they're real close to Sanderson Ford over there. So.
Oh, man. So get to rosieonthehouse.com and register for your Arizona staycation. When we pick a winner, you get to pick where you want to go, and we have lodging partners all over the state of Arizona. Copper Queen is one. We have the Gadsden Hotel, also down in the southeast. We've got the Reardon House in Jerome, which overviews the Verde Valley, just a beautiful place to stay. We've got
some cool places up in Greer.
So all over the state, we've got you covered wherever you want to go. We've got
London Bridge Resort. Havasu.
Yeah, so get registered, and we pick a name. We notify you you're a winner, and you get to pick your dates and your location. You get to go to Sanderson Ford and find out what lot, what cars they've got in the demo lot. Pick the car of your choice. Sanderson Ford gives you the car. Jennifer puts a gas card in there. The whole trip costs you not one dime other than what you're going to spend on little mementos, mm-hmm. memory pieces and stuff. We cover everything else. So Arizona Staycation, we started it in the midst of the depths of our Great Recession, trying to encourage people, hey, if you're going to take time off and spend money, stay in Arizona. We spend that money locally. We'll help pull Arizona out of the recession quicker than we would if we were spending that money going out of state. So it is the Arizona Staycation. Of course, the economy has come back really quite nice. And the state, I can't believe the winners of these staycations that say, I've been in Arizona, you know, X number of years, 15 years, 20, and I've never been to. I've never been to Sedona. I've never been to Tombstone. I've never been to Grand Canyon. So we're all about getting you out there and seeing the great state of Arizona. Okay, y'all stay tuned. We got the show packed this morning. John J. Harper has arrived. We will be going into the garden in the 8 o'clock hour, talking about anything and everything having to do with your landscape and your hedges and your trees and your vegetable garden and your lawn and your, and your decomposed granite.
Sky's you know,
as
the limit.
As an empty nester, I'm becoming a really big fan of decomposed granite and
we're not going to paint the rocks.
And pre-emergent.
Yeah.
This is where you're supposed to harness your green thumb.
Right. Yeah. All right, and then we'll be talking about do I stay or do I go, and then we'll be talking the tricks of the trade from the professionals, Arizona Paint Company, on painting at 10 o'clock. That's going to be a great hour if you've got a paint project coming up.
You could garden in your underwear. You've got that whole oleander hedge in the backyard.
Don't
experience
give him any ideas,
nature
Romy.
And nature.